Good afternoon and welcome to Living Today here on Martha the Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110. I'm Chris Hosselt, your guest host this afternoon. We're going to kick everything off with actually, I think, is a really interesting concept and something that's kind of near and dear to me. And you know, we talk about kind of being healthy and losing weight and dieting and things like that often on this show. One of the things that people talk about, and I've never really explored, is the idea of hypnotherapy, or and I guess at the heart of it, it's really kind of about controlling, or not controlling, but maybe getting an idea or a kind of harness around your willpower and giving you some strength to kind of get through weight loss. And I, you know, my whole family has always been, I feel like, overweight. I feel like it's something that was kind of born into. And we just kind of loved food. It was like what we shared around. You know, when things were bad, we made a ham. And when things were great, we made two, you know. And then we just kind of did that. So we're going to be talking with Kristen Volkfunk, who is the author of a book called As Thin As You Think, Discovering the Keys to Unlocking Your Weight Loss Power. She's a clinical hypnotherapist. And you can find her actually on Twitter at New Health Vision. And I'm going to welcome her to Living Today. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Now, if anybody has any questions, by the way, feel free to give us a call at 866-675-6675, because if you're like me, you're probably going to have maybe a few questions or just kind of like clear some things up about the topic. But Kristen, let's kind of talk about you and your background and how you kind of came to this, how this ended up being, I guess, like kind of your calling and your career.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, so much for having me. My background is actually in counseling psychology. And part of my master's thesis, for my master's degree in counseling, I chose the topic of using biofeedback to help people with chronic back pain relieve their pain. And in doing that experiment and that paper, I was really realizing and struck by how powerful the mind is to alter how the body feels. And that kind of got me started. And I did some jobs in traditional counseling and felt that I would really love to help people make changes, positive changes, quicker and more permanently.
When you say like the how the mind can affect how the body's feeling, I mean, is that somehow connected to like even like the placebo effect that you hear like with like medicine and pills, where it's like, you think you're taking, you know, I don't know, you think you're taking a drug for hypertension, but it's actually just a weird kind of just, you know, sugar pill, but because you believe you're taking it, your blood pressure has gone down.
Exactly. And there's so much research has shown the placebo effect is real.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, just the other day, when I was flying here from my home state of where I live now in Minnesota, I was really feeling a terrific sore throat and feeling a cold coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was using a placebo effect mind control with an apple and thinking, saying myself, this apple is filled with antioxidants and
right.
It's going to really fight this cold and I'm going to feel wonderful. And so we can talk to ourselves that way and get into that belief system that our mind really is extremely powerful.
I guess, you know, it's just funny. It's funny. You mentioned airplane travel, and I feel like, I guess it can kind of work the opposite way too, because I feel like when most people get onto an airplane, they're at least lately, I mean, first off, I'm not a fan of air travel these days because it creates so much stress and tension. But I feel like when people get on planes, it's just like, I'm going to get sick. I'm flying on an airplane, just the recycled air. And so people almost, every time I have a friend who is going to fly, let's say from here to LA, they almost assume that they're going to catch a cold or that their immune system's going to get worn down a little bit. And so it's almost like they've stacked the deck against themselves as soon
exactly.
as they get on the plane.
That they're using a hypnotic suggestion to themselves and becomes a post-hypnotic suggestion that they will get sick. And we know that when we program our inner mind, our subconscious mind, with a belief, it tends to become our reality.
Yeah. Well, how can we translate this to the getting out of that, as you put it, that diet mentality? You know, how can you use that to kind of help you when you're trying to lose weight?
Well, the diet mentality, you know, the diet rules are sound and good. We all know what to do to lose weight.
Yeah.
And my clients come to me and my workshop participants say, I know what to do. Right. I just can't do it.
Spend more than you take in, calorie-wise.
Right.
Right.
But everyone's so frustrated because, and they say, I'm failing. No one is failing. It's just that they haven't been taught that you need to really have the diet rules into the subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is akin to a computer. It is 90% of your power. And if you keep the diet rules just in the conscious mind, which is just your willpower, and just that small part of your mind, you cannot most likely go through of continued dieting. And then because one stressful day, you start eating the junk food again, you feel like a failure, and then you start eating more, and then you throw in the towel. And so my work with the subconscious mind is to put what you want to do into the powerhouse of your mind. And when those two minds are working together, you're really utilizing 100% of your mind instead of just 10%.
All right. So keeping with your computer analogy, it's almost like you're just writing the program so that as soon as you boot up, the idea of I'm gonna spend more than I eat calorie-wise is just kind of right there at startup, and you don't have to you don't have to trick yourself to do it.
You're not in conflict. Otherwise, the conscious mind, subconscious minds are in conflict. And the 90% of your mind, if it's programmed with habits and memories, that when we have the phrase comfort foods, or remember when we're overeating,
I
we
have a lot
feel
of
good.
comfort foods.
Yeah, and so we work with, I work with that with people so that you get comfort outside of food. We can enjoy food, but that's not your go-to. And hypnotherapy allows us to have a take it or leave it attitude towards the sweets that are surrounding us, especially as you mentioned Halloween and Thanksgiving and all these holidays where it's really impossible to lose weight or stay healthy during that set the season without really programming in the
You
subconscious.
know, we always had, growing up, talking about Halloween, we had the Halloween candy that we were really going to give away, and then which my mom would hide somewhere. It changed every year, and then there was the decoy Halloween candy that was like just casually left laying about, where it was like, you know. But it was actually, it's funny, she was tricky. She would also hide that, and then so you'd think that you'd found it. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, look at what we have here in the china cabinet. We've found some Butterfingers. I'm just going to have one of these every 10 minutes for the next 24 days. And then of course Halloween would come and she'd be like, oh, well, that was a joke. Yeah, actually, here's the real stuff. But it's that kind of thing where you can kind of take yourself out of that mindset where you don't need to, like, think of that elaborate plot. That elaborate plot that you had to set up just so that it was okay for me to eat Halloween candy. Like, you can just kind of rewire things a little bit.
Rewiring is it. Where, and again, okay, candy tastes good, but I don't need it for when I'm feeling stressed or bored or need to feel like I got away with something. And so in my sessions with people and in the book and how I work in groups is to really come up with different game plans and how to deal with feelings and how to counteract the overeating triggers that we have or to ignore the fast food restaurants that some people get addicted to, so that we have more control, more choice, rather than feeling that food and cravings control us. And your cravings and your belief systems and your habits are stored in the subconscious mind. And so it just made sense to me 20 years ago, why don't we go to the powerhouse of the mind? Why don't we put new storage information in there? And then it's easy. And one of the biggest struggles I've had is people believing that if it's easy, it can't be real.
That's interesting.
Aren't we programmed with that belief
Yeah.
that you
Well,
have to
see, it's
struggle?
too good to be true. It's easy. It can't be real. You're listening to Living Today on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110. I am your guest host this afternoon, Chris Hossfeld, talking with Kristen Volkfunk, who's a clinical hypnotherapist, and she authored the book As Thin As You Think, helping you discover the keys to unlocking weight loss power. And so that's what we're talking about. She just kind of set up the notion of using this kind of I don't know, what could I say, the power of suggestion? No, is that true? Yeah, okay. So using the power of suggestion to kind of give yourself this impetus where it's not as hard of a struggle to kind of manage your diet. And when I say diet, I don't mean a diet. I mean the things you eat on a daily basis.
We have to turn that around. And most people think, I have to be on a diet and they go off a diet. Whereas the focus I use with my clients in my book is stop thinking about weight loss. If we focus on what's healthy for me and focus on health and strong immune system,
Right.
it's the same thing as losing weight. And a wonderful byproduct is that you lose weight and you're not even noticing it.
So what are like let's kind of like kind of just go through it. Like, what are the simple tools? What are the steps? How could someone do this for
Well,
themselves?
first step, the first part of my book, and when I work with people, is really letting go of some of the emotional blocks. You know, so if we have some blocks, such as thoughts that are hypnotic suggestions for ourselves, because everyone's their own hypnotherapist. And so if they have a thought that I can never lose weight, or this is genetic, this runs in the family, I'm a failure, I help people change those thoughts and those belief systems and really believe I can do it. And so sometimes I say to people, when was the last time you were thin? And let's go back and recreate that. That's the real you. And to realize that within all of us, there's a thin, healthy, vibrant person. And one of the stories I like to share with people is, you know, I think it's something other people have heard about Michelangelo. And he was once asked, how do you take a big piece of marble or stone and create the beautiful David statue? That's wonderful and intricate and delicate. And he said, I see David in that stone, and all I do is remove everything that's not of David. And so I use that technique with people to reconnect with the thin, healthy person inside of them, instead of when they look in the mirror and they say, I'm overweight, and say bad things about themselves. And so all we do when with focusing on what I can do and the power of my own suggestion is that I'm removing the outside layers of overweight and removing the faulty beliefs, the blocks, the inner blocks we have about ourselves, so that we're left with a slender, healthy person. And it tends to happen quite automatically. And so I might talk to people about what are your daily eating habits, and with a hypnotic suggestion of starting the day with water to rehydrate, start your morning with some protein, eat lots of fiber. Eat early in the day, go to bed on an empty stomach where you can really let your digestive tract sleep at night. And if we eat right up to bedtime, and a lot of people overeat and eat most of their calories after work or for a long day, or kids are in bed and they sit there with the chips and they feel guilty.
I was at my was at my folks' house a few weeks ago just to pop in for a visit, and then I kind of it struck me because I don't eat ice cream that often at home. Unless it's made by two gentlemen from Vermont, and no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But no, but I realized that they kind of have this like tradition, or not. It's kind of a ritual where I mean, you know, my parents will have dinner. They'll kind of clean up after dinner. They'll sit down to watch TV, and then they'll have my dad will get up and make a bowl of ice cream for my mom and him. You know, and so they'll sit and they'll enjoy it. It's great. It's a nice little dessert. But then almost immediately they'll just go to bed. You know what I mean? Like that's that mental signal to them where it's just like ice cream time's over, time to go to watch House Hunters and go to sleep. You know, it's so and so that's what they kind of do. And I, you know, it just kind of struck me this last time because it had been a little while since I'd seen them, but I think that's a pattern that's probably gone back decades.
Exactly. Sometimes we're taught that as children, have a bedtime snack. And really, that's the worst time to
Make you
eat.
some warm milk.
You know, so I've talked to people, what do you eat at night? And I have people think about their kitchen after dinner as a restaurant that's closed at night. You know, it's closed, clothesline. And so you eat, you can drink some warm herbal tea or some warm water with some lemon in it or nothing, you know, and go to bed with that kind of empty feeling. Because if you give food to your digestive tract, at any time, it's basically giving your stomach work. The stomach has to digest that food. That's like working all night. And we really can't sleep very well if our stomach and our digestive tract is working 24/7. So we want to shut that down, sleep deeply, go into deep REM sleep, and wake up in the morning ready to have breakfast. And it's good to have protein. Protein actually means of first importance.
You're listening to Living Today. I'm Chris Hosselt, your guest host this afternoon on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius XM 110. Give us a call at 866-675-6675 if you have a question for Kristen Volk Funk about her book, As Thin As You Think, and the idea of using kind of the power of suggestion and hypnotherapy and kind of, I don't know, it's like, well, you say the idea of a kind of unlocking, and that's what it seems like the way you treat it, is that it's not what's going to cause you to lose weight. It's going to kind of help you. So now you talked about The first thing you do is you kind of check your emotions, and you kind of you said you have to kind of clear out the emotional detritus that might be keeping you from having positive thoughts about this, right? Well, even like I said at the beginning, where I was like, well, I was raised in a heavy family, you know, so I'd have to like let go of that, let's say. But now it
Exactly.
seems like the second part is kind of you also need to be a little bit educated about the things that you about your body or the things you could or should be eating. And I feel like we all kind of know when you walk past like Charlie O. Johnson's Fried Biscuit Emporium, that you know that that's probably not healthy for you, you know, but we like it and it tastes good, and somehow we we know that there's better things, that like we know that apple is sitting out there waiting for us, like somewhere not too far away is a really delicious apple.
And that's what I'd like you to focus on.
Okay.
Because actually, with traditional diets, we're focusing on what I can't have. And that just makes you want it more. Versus focusing on those delicious apples I have nearby and pears and beautiful lean protein and things like that. And that when you say, when I eat this apple, it gives me the energy, it gives me good health, it gives me a slender, fit body, and the energy to exercise and move. And so we can eat some of the greasy stuff and the sugary stuff now and then. It's really more of a treat versus an everyday input of food into our body.
Okay. Now I want to, before we get in a little bit, I want to actually talk about what exactly hypnosis kind of is and break
Great.
that down. But I
Great.
also want to get to the phones at 866-675-6675. Patty from Arkansas has joined us here on Living Today. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, welcome.
I was just wondering about these. I have these negative, it's like a negative tape that plays that discourages me when I get, I've lost about 50 pounds, but I've got about that much more to go. And it's like I get down to this certain point and then I get all this negative talk in my head
Right.
and I can't seem to get past and get started losing the rest of my weight.
Yeah, it's that voice that says it's like, oh, well, you're never gonna do it. What are you even trying for? Yeah. So how do you work to eliminate that?
Well, I try. I've read that exercise is good for that, and just keep plugging. But I've been stuck in this same spot for about a year now.
Yeah, Kristen, what do you think?
Well, let me ask. It's wonderful, first of all, that you are aware of what point you start to have the negative thinking. So awareness is the beginning to change. For change, can you give us an idea about what some of those thoughts are that all of a sudden become surfaced in your mind that cause you to stop losing weight? Do you know what the
Well,
specific thought is?
I've kind of figured it out that it's to do with my body image, I guess.
Yes.
I was in my childhood, I was sexually abused. And I think when I start getting down to where I'm starting to, have a what I feel like is a good figure again,
Yes.
it's like maybe I'm protecting myself,
Exactly. Look at the awareness that you have. And actually, that's a wonderful point. When I said earlier, when were you last thin? Oftentimes, people do can remember that there was something that happened. For you, it was trauma. And your subconscious mind is protecting you. You are absolutely right. That the subconscious mind is protecting you, and a red flag goes up when you start to get too slender and looking really good, because the subconscious mind, the past is today. It doesn't know that time has passed at all. And so it has this association of trauma and abuse with your body being thin. And so hypnotherapy is a wonderful tool for you to break through that. And thank your subconscious mind for trying to protect you, because that's what it's trying to do. But we can ask for protection in a different way. And so one thing to do is to say, the past is not happening today. I'm a grown woman today. I have protection. I have help. I have therapy.
Yeah.
And when you practice that over and over again, the thought repeated often over and over again creates a new belief system. And so I just love what you're saying about the awareness that you have. And you can break through and see yourself as slender, fit, trim, beautiful, and always protected and always safe, because as a grown woman, you can keep yourself safe now.
And so it seems like a little bit of a matter of Patty needs to really kind of find that in her to divorce that notion of losing this weight now, needing help now from everything that happened in her past.
Exactly. Her subconscious mind, Patty, your subconscious mind's so afraid
Yeah.
of getting healthy, and for good reason. And so it's not your fault. You don't lack willpower. It's just that there's an association. The subconscious mind will record events and emotions, especially the biggest, most traumatic, and fearful emotions. And so literally, it's been impossible for you to get back to a slender figure. And now that you know why, you can then say, okay, this is the present time. I'm taking care of that memory, and I'm moving forward in my life, and I know how to stay safe.
Yeah. So, Patty, I think that can help you out a lot. Thank you very much for your call. I think you gave her some kind of good, I think a good set of things that she can work towards.
Yes.
I'd probably find someone in Arkansas, depending, maybe if she's close to Little Rock or something. I'm sure there's plenty
Absolutely.
of people out there like that do exactly what you do. That would
Exactly.
would probably tell her the same thing.
Exactly. Good luck, Patty. And I actually do sessions as well, long distance.
Yeah, as a
Yeah.
matter of fact, Patty, if you want to look it up, you can find her at newhealthvisions.com to find out more information about Kristen. Let's take another call real quick. Trina in Texas, thanks for calling Living Today.
Hello. My question today is, I love food. I'm in the food business. I like a variety of healthy foods too, but I'm continually making the wrong choices. And I'll start eating well, and I do good for 2 or 3 days, and then before I know it, I'm eating things that I had no intention of eating. It's like there was no thought process in it.
How did I make this candy corn burrito? Why am I eating this right now?
Yeah,
I know
and it's
exactly
just
what you
like
mean.
I'm trying to. I know that I can eat smaller portions and be just as satisfied, but I can't break the habit of ordering two instead of one. And I eat sugar continually, and it's just like there's no conscious. It just doesn't occur to me that you fell off the wagon, and here you go again. You know, I've already put it in my mouth, or I've already consumed it.
Yeah, hi Gina. Thank you for calling. This is very common, you know. Because we can get going with the, like you say, healthy eating, and then the problem is when we, you know, go off of that, you may be saying things, you might be beating yourself up, and when we get down on ourselves, then that triggers that need or that old feeling of overeating. And so when you are starting to eat the unhealthy foods, just say to yourself, you know, forgive yourself for doing that, and visualize doing it differently. And you know, one trick to do it is as you fall asleep at night, visualize yourself the next day as you want to be. Because actually, hypnosis is a state of mind we go in and out of hundreds of times a day. And falling asleep is a natural hypnotic trance state. And when you tell yourself and visualize and feel yourself the next day enjoying healthy food, enjoying eating slowly, chewing every bite, and really enjoying small portions of food, and how small the stomach organ's really about the size of your fist. And so visualizing that at night and in the morning or when you're showering, you're actually using natural hypnotic states of mind to power up your subconscious, and you're hypnotizing yourself. And when you hear the old thought about, well, here I go again, counteract that thought. I'm doing it differently today from this day forward.
So it's kind of you just need to keep reinforcing.
We reinforce it, and we visualize and feel it.
Yeah. Trina, thank you so much for your call this afternoon.
Thank you, Trina.
Kristen Volk-Funk is the author of As Thin as You Think, Discover the Keys to Unlocking Your Weight Loss Power. She is a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have to say, I could maybe peg that as your occupation just by talking to you. You have such just kind of an even keel, very reassuring voice,
Thank you, Chris.
and perfectly suited. I feel calmer.
Oh,
I
thank you.
and as soon as you leave, I'm going to go emotionally eat a candy corn
No,
burrito.
you won't.
No, I
That's
won't.
what in your thought is, I used to do that. I'm different today.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when the studio door shuts. No, I'm
Or
just
do a
kidding.
session with you.
Trina, yeah, Kristen, thank you again very much for
Thank
coming on
you,
the show.
Chris, so much. Lots of fun.